Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
Here we go then. It's the end of term. Roll the TV and get the board games out. School's out here on the Football Social. Full-Time Devils take over tonight, which means I am joined in the studio by two huge Reds. The unmistakable Andy Tay. Andy, you all right, mate?
I'm all right. Good evening.
And the legendary Webby. Webby, you good, pal?
Yes, yes. Not bad, Gary.
0345 111 7625 if you want to get in touch with the show this evening and get whatever it is that's Manchester United related off your chest, because I'm sure there is plenty to rant about.
Oh, yeah.
As it seems like there is every Thursday, really. Now, since the season's coming to a close, and as painful as this may be, I do think on today's show, with it being the last Full-Time Devils takeover of the season, it's got to be all about reviewing what we've seen throughout this season. An end of year report, if you will. So we are going to discuss the hashtag unfollow United movement later on in the show as well, because I know a lot of people want to hear everyone's opinions about that. But first, let's look at the United squad this year and dish out some grades. Who's the star pupil and who is the dunce? Boys, let's start with, well, I mean, we've got to start with the goalie, haven't we? David De Gea. We need a grade for him from the season. A to F. What are we thinking?
I'm going to give him an A.
An A?
Yeah, because he's still been, up till the last month or two, he's still been our number one in goal. And he's made some, while we was on the run, remember that game at Tottenham, at Wembley? He was saving everything.
Webby, an A?
No. It started for me, I know what Andy's saying about the Tottenham game, and he had some good games before that, but your goalkeeper makes a mistake, you get punished. You know, your centre-half makes a mistake, you can get away with it, or your full-back. I'm not going to knock him because he's had five, six great seasons for us, you know, but it started for me at the World Cup when Ronaldo beat him with that daisy cutter, you know, and it got better, it's got worse again. I will give him C+.
C+, yeah. I was going to go with a C. Are you still sticking with A, Andy, or are you gonna
go on then? I'll give him a B+.
B+, right? Let's compromise, and we'll say B. B for David De Gea. I personally think that's a little bit generous. We've got Joe on the phones on the Manchester United Football Social Full-Time Devils takeover. Joe, good evening, mate.
Good evening, guys.
Evening, Joe.
Evening.
What would your rating be for David De Gea for this season, Joe? We're looking for a grade from A to F.
I would give him a B.
A B?
Good. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you not think that's a little bit generous with the recent form?
Not really, because the defense has not been out. You know, the people who are in front of him, and also our captain. The whole team wasn't good enough, so I don't think I can single out the hair and give him a D or an E. So I'll just give him a B. You know, he's been consistent for us through the years. So.
Okay, Joe, what is it that you called us to talk about initially then, pal?
I've got an issue. I need to get this out of my, you know, because we've seen a few of all his interviews where he said that he will have the last word on who comes in and who goes out. And also, in the recent post-match press conference, he said that you've seen, this is the last you've seen some of these players play. So my question is, I want you guys to, you know, discuss this. My question is, when next season, when the start of next season, if he's still start with Ashley Young, Smalling, Jones, and Matic. You know the guys. You know the dead boots.
Yeah.
If we fail to get rid of those players, and we finish out of top four, should we come to a conclusion that Ole is not the right man for the job? So that's my first. You know.
So what you're saying there, mate? It's a great point, but obviously you look at. The club have give Jones and Smalling big contracts. Is it to keep the value? But for me, the only people who will sign the likes of Jones and Smalling is a promoted team, someone with experience, because they should not be starting for us. All right, in the squad, I like Smalling. He's the best of what we've got with Lindelof, but for me, he's still not good enough to play for Manchester United. Young, I can understand they give him the year deal to keep him around the squad, because we lost too many players who had been there for years when we lost Vidic, Fernand and Rio. But he won't start every week. But like you're saying, if we don't make any big signings, we are going to struggle next season. You look at Spurs versus Liverpool in the Champions League.
Yeah.
If everything goes according to plan tonight, and Arsenal and Chelsea get to the Europa League final.
Not look good.
Yeah, our owners should sit back the last two nights and think, we should be in that mix, but we're not in that mix because we're not good enough. We've not got the right players to play for Manchester United. So if that doesn't spur them on, Andy, Gary, nothing will.
Joe, am I right in thinking as well what you were saying there is you're asking, do we think it's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's fault or he's the one to blame if we still have Ashley Young and Chris Smalling starting at centre-half?
It's because I'm a bit afraid that Ole was bought in because he's going to be a yes-man to Edward and...
Yes, I can understand that, but you got to give him a chance. But if you proven, and it comes to fruition, Glenn, like I say, then you know that his hands are tied behind his back, and it's not fair on him. It really isn't.
Yep.
But it's stick a twist this summer for Mr. Ed, and like I say, Gary Neville said it the other night. He's on thin ice now. He really is. He has to provide everything or just disappear.
Mm-hmm. Joe, thank you very much for your call on the Excess
top man, Joe.
The football.
Cheers,
too,
Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And Webby, a legend.
He is.
Legend. Webby, you're a legend not just because you support United, but you beat fans and all that, man.
Top man, Joe. Appreciate that, pal. Right. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Love it, Joe.
Thank
nice one for getting in touch. 0345 111 7625. Right, going through the rest of the squad then, grades for the season. Next player I want to talk about, Victor Lindelof. Played 39 times this season. I'm only including players in this who have played more than 10 games for us this season. I think that's
Lindelof.
Fair. So Victor Lindelof, what have we thought about in this year?
I thought he started off shaky when he played. Come to be our best centre-half, you know, which isn't very hard, really, you know.
I know, he's one of
but
the best.
He's done well. I'd like to see a Vidic kind of stroke player play next to him, because I think that'll make him a better player. You know, it must be hard. It's like we were saying about the goalkeeper there, like Joe just made the point. When you're playing in front of plant pots every week and the system being changed, because that's what they are. They're not good enough to play for Manchester United. And the system's being changed. You know, it's hard for the goalkeeper. You know, you look at all these other top clubs and around, you've got to look at City. Obviously, City can change because they've got decent centre-halves. They can pull company out and bring Stones in. Liverpool's got Van Dijk, you know, they addressed the problem and got what they needed. And I feel sorry for our goalkeeper because if he's not playing in front of a settled back four, you know yourself, you look at like Bruce and Pallister with Schmeichel, Irwin, Gary Neville. It was virtually that every week. Obviously, Phil had come in. And we're getting swapped and changed. So I do feel sorry. But I think Lindelof, I would give him A-.
A-, that's quite positive.
Yes,
I've got, you know what, Lindelof, I've got a lot of hope for.
I'll give him an A as well.
I think I'd have to do the same.
What Webby said, though, about plant pots, you could throw gnomes into the mix as well, because gnomes stand there and do nothing anyway.
I kind of have a feeling, you know, Victor Lindelof, I do kind of think that if we can keep him at Man United with an experienced centre-half next to him who's not a donkey, I think he could be quite a good defender one day.
You know what you're saying about, obviously, that everyone was on about Herrera being captain, you know, obviously, because Valencia's going... And by the way, I think the club have treated Antonio Valencia absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at Antonio Valencia, he brought, come to the club from Wigan, had that bad injury against Rangers, never become the same player, but still a great player. And his last game he played for Manchester United was Newcastle away, last time he kept a clean sheet away. You know, so I just think they've treated him disgraceful. Hopefully he plays and he captains the team on Sunday for his swan song. Will it happen? But this has all
I think that is going to happen.
Because I don't know what Solskjaer was saying when he was asking about Valencia a couple of months ago. He was injured and I watched him play for Ecuador. Now, if that man's injured, I'm the Pope.
Yeah.
He was flying down that wing and then they asked him again about him playing for... Oh, he's injured. Now, I think this is all to do with that, the post of Mourinho, when he liked the post and he's played one game since. And I just think that the way the club have treated a player who has given his all after coming back for a very, very bad injury is nothing but disgraceful. That's my point of view on it, gents.
We're going to head to Keith on the phones in a sec and get Keith's opinion on how Chris Smalling has played this year. Before that, though, let's get a couple of grades dead quick for two players who haven't played that much for us this year. Eric Bailly. He's played 17 times for us this year. I think it's been a backward step, really, this year, hasn't it, for Eric Bailly? He's been injured.
But,
yeah. And when he has played, he's not looked great, has he?
I'm going for an E.
An E?
Yeah.
I think...
That Newcastle game? We were 2-0 down in like 10 minutes. And he was taken off.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I'm going to say D- as a compromise then for Eric Bailly. Phil Jones... 19 times he's played for us this year. I think you'd give him similar to Bailly myself.
F.
Really? I won't go that far, Andy. He's not been... For me, Phil Jones, last season, he had a run in the team and he played well and it hurt me saying it. And then he got injured at Huddersfield away and he just didn't fancy it because he was back the next week. Because I put a tweet out seeing in the new year and he was back with the next week telling me he didn't fancy the wind and the rain. And for me, when he gets... on a run, but there's a big mistake in him every game. You look at the FA Cup final last year, gives away the penalty. There's always a massive mistake in him. So for me, Philippe Jones gets a D+.
Are you sticking with your F?
Yeah.
Oh, it's harsh, Andy, but we'll take it.
He's a nice man, is Andrew.
0345 111 725 if you want to get in touch with the full-time Devils takeover at HMS Manchester tonight. Keith's on the phone. Keith, the next player we're going to be grading is Chris Smalling. What would you say, Keith?
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
I'd say probably C+.
C+. Yeah.
An average season.
Yeah.
He's not been great. He hasn't been terrible. So I think C+ is a fair grade.
Okay, sensible grading for Chris Smalling from Keith.
I wanted to talk about who I think should be captain next season.
Wait a minute, Keith. You're telling me it shouldn't be Ashley Young?
Let the lad speak.
Yeah, I'd rather have me as captain. I'd say probably Luke Shaw. He gives his all every game.
Paul Lindelof.
By example. Paul Lindelof, yeah. Two fantastic players in the league by example for fantastic professionals.
Depends who you bring in the summer.
I'm gonna ask the guys in the studio this in a sec, but don't get me wrong, I agree with what you say about the players sort of giving it their all, but maybe not Luke Shaw. I don't think Luke Shaw's been great myself this season. I think he's been caught out of position loads. And I also think in the last game against Huddersfield, there was that video of him just wandering about the pitch like he could not be bothered. And I don't know if I'm not seeing something that everyone else is seeing.
I think, to be honest, lads, I think Luke Shaw's just been average. He started off, he had 4 to 5 good games, then he got injured, then he was... I don't know. Manchester United captain, not on my shift, thank you. Lindelof, yeah. But we've really got to be looking to bring a leader in. You know, there's a leader out there somewhere in the world, somewhere in this
Maguire.
World of football. Maybe Maguire. It's like I'm looking at all these players that have been linked. And
maybe
I look at
Alderweireld.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe him. But I'm looking at these players who, for me, are not these world-style names. And one comes to mind who I think has had a great season this year is the kid Madison at Leicester. He could work wonders in our team. Great, great player. You know, he's not a massive name. He's not a massive name. He's not going to cost you 80, 90 million. Mm. That's what I want Manchester United Football Club to do this year, is get players to fit the gaps what we need.
Oh, yeah.
Not someone to sell 100 million shirts, to fit the gaps and make us become a better football team.
What did Gary Cahill on a free transfer from Chelsea? Oh. He's 31, and he's played in a decent back four.
Champions League winner.
Yeah.
So why not take a, give him a year? Give him a year's contract.
I think that could already have happened.
Keith, I'll ask you this before you go. You've mentioned the two captain candidates there. You mentioned a 23-year-old and a 24-year-old. Do you think that suggests that United need to be bringing in older, more experienced players this summer as a necessity?
Maybe, but to be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if we just get Neymar and forget our centre-back problem.
Typical United. But you've got a valid point, though. They might do that, but if they get, if they bring you some youth, bring you some experience, it like say,
get rid of Pogba.
Yeah.
Keith, appreciate your call.
Guess my vote that.
0345 111 625. Thank you very much for calling us up on the XS Manchester Football
Cheers,
Social.
Pal.
Keith, please do get in touch with the show tonight. We are doing our end of season review. We're grading each Manchester United player in the squad, a grade from A to F on how they've performed throughout the season. Now, the next player on my list, oh, we're going to love this one, Ashley Young. I mean,
no comment.
We've got to give him a grade. We can't give him a U. He did turn up at least.
I feel sorry for him in a way, but I don't, because he's on big money. The problem we had with Ashley Young, who was starting every England game, mostly in that World Cup, at left-back. Now, he's not a left-back. He's a right or left midfielder, stroke winger. But he's gone at the game. It's like, you can remember that game, Gary Neville at West Brom should have been sent off. Gary Neville at Stoke should have gone. He realised his career was over and he went to the boss and gone. Probably the hardest decision he's ever made in his life of football. But you know when you're dead. And some of his performance recently have been horrible. Now, I would keep him around the squad because we don't have that many experienced players. You know, you need that within your team. You look at Milner at Liverpool. You look at Kompany at City. You need those, I wouldn't say leaders, you need those people around who have been there. Now, Ashley, once he got a new contract, he got absolutely slaughtered. But if he plays three or four games and he's in that dressing rooms all the time, it'll help the younger players coming through. But for me, he should never, ever have been made Manchester United captain. It's not his fault. Obviously, the manager's made that decision, but for me, Ashley Young, minus E.
E minus Ashley Young. What are you saying, Andy?
Minus F. He shouldn't be at the club. And what did he say Sunday after the I can't fault the players. I can't fault the players in the effort after Huddersfield. Come on.
I know.
And you know what I mean? I know he's only a small part of the problem, but that was a chance to criticise the players and says we've not been good enough.
As a captain
as
well.
As a captain, we've not been good enough. Mm. We've not given everything this last half of the season. I can't fault the players. If Sunday is his last game, I'll be very happy.
I think people have misunderstood what a captain is sometimes, isn't it? Like, I fall victim to this myself. Earlier on in the season, or before this season, I think I was saying Pogba for captain because he's friends with everyone in the squad. That's not what you want from a captain.
You want someone honourable, like we had Robson, who could play the game and also give you a relicking if you aren't doing it. And then obviously,
could someone coming in now?
We've replaced Robson by Keane, and we've still never replaced Roy Keane. I know Carrick's a different kettle of fish, and all these players we've had in since then, but we've never replaced Roy Keane. Now, there's no Roy Keane's about out there, unfortunately, you know, who could play the game, but was a great player. Yeah. And had that nasty streak. And that's what you need, you know. I remember Phil Neville up at Sunderland trying to do his stepovers and Keane got him by the throat, his own teammate. Don't you be doing that while I'm 5 yards to the side of you. Now, is he Roy Keane about? I wish he was, he's not. You know, you look at people in the years gone by like you're two, so people who were honourable but could play. Now, surely there's somebody out there, you know. Maybe I'm wrong, but
we need
that player.
Maguire could be that type of player.
Yeah, I think that type of player is that in modern day football.
He could be a Manchester United captain. Cahill.
I don't know if he's that good enough. I don't know if either of those two are that good enough. And
he's good enough and Gaz, but not for the money they want.
Right.
But yeah. Money's stupidity now in football, but
it's the way I think
he's a good player.
It's Koulibaly.
I like the idea of Koulibaly, I'll say
as
that.
Captain.
It's the XS Manchester Football Social full-time Devils takeover. Before we go to a break, we've got Matt on the phone. Matt, talk to us, mate. What is it you called us up for today, mate?
I'd just like to briefly say, because obviously I know you're then taking players' ratings in about, obviously, as Andy then pointed about giving Ashley and a minus F, obviously.
Yeah.
And obviously...
Well, tell you what, you might be able to help us with this next one then, mate. Diogo Dalo, what would you rate him as for the season?
To be honest, I suppose when you think about it, I mean, I think he's first... I would say first season, but obviously I think he's got the most one... probably one of our most decent, probably, defenders.
I'd say that as well,
And obviously another player what probably did brought to light... I think we could sign in the summer, and he scored against Spurs last night in the Champions League. Is that Ajax defender?
Who, De Ligt?
He's going Barcelona.
My question about him, Matt, is why would he want to come to Manchester United right now? Totally agree with Andy.
Well, apparently the deal's already done. From what I've heard.
Let Matt speak, Andy. Yes. Let him speak.
Sorry, Matt.
That's right. No, you carry on. There's got to be a whole new strengthening our defence before the start of next season. Because obviously, with your teams like Norwich, Huddersfield, Sheffield United coming up, they're going to be. If we aren't going to, and obviously, I get sick of seeing his face, and that's obviously Mr. Edward Ward in the director's box. The amount of times I see him on Sky, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
It's like he's a celebrity, isn't it, the way they shoot to him?
Do you know what? If he wasn't that noticeable about making mistakes or not, you'd see him once in a blue moon, because he's made that many mistakes.
Yeah.
You're going to see him four to five, six times a game.
Yeah.
And now that shouldn't be the thing for the Chiefs. Do you ever see City's or Liverpool's camera panning on them, or the Chelsea one? There you go. The man's a clown.
Bravo.
Go on, Matt, carry on. What did you have to say, mate?
Obviously, I did see another player we've been linked with. I did see it on the Sky Sports News app the other day. It was obviously Dembala from Juventus.
I just can't see that one happening, mate.
He's a great player, son. Don't get me wrong, he's a great player. But is that the kind of player we need? We need players who are going to graft for us, who are going to make us better, who's going to fight for 90 minutes. You look at some of those Liverpool players, and they're not the great household names, but you're going to get a shift out of them, when the Milner, Henderson, the Dutch kid, Wanyama, what's he called? Remember when Van Gaal was trying to get Marnie and he got laughed at?
Van Dijk.
We went for Sane.
Matt, I appreciate your call on the Access Manchester Football Social.
They laughed at him, and look at him now. We'll probably be at Real Madrid in a couple of years.
0345 111 625 if you want to get in touch. We need to go to the break real quick, but before we do that, quick grade for Luke Shaw and then we're done with the defenders. Andy.
D.
D.
D. Luke Shaw, I'd say C+.
C, yeah. I think that's about right. I think I'm going to go. And you know what? No, compromise again. C for Luke Shaw. Right, on the way next, we'll be rating the midfielders, getting into it there.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show. Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
It's the XS Manchester Football Social Full-Time Devils Takeover tonight. It is the end of term. I mean, I don't know whether to call it a party, more of a wake, really. Where we are rating all of the players, we're giving them grades for their season's performances. So on the phones right now, 0345 111 725, if you want to give us a call, by the way, is Daniel. Daniel, I'm wondering if you could help us out with this, mate. Right, so the next player we're talking about, Paul Pogba. Obviously, probably the biggest talking point in terms of specific performances from Manchester United season. How would you grade him for the season just gone, mate?
He might have been one of our best players, actually, because looking at the stats, he's actually had one of his best seasons with us. So I'll give him probably a B+.
A B+ for Pogba. Generous boys in the studio. Webby's shaking his head. What are you saying, mate?
Great. When you're winning 3-0, the sun's shining, it gets a bit rainy. But his stats don't lie, he has, a lot of them are penalties. But for me, he's got to take more games by the scruff of the neck. We've got the ability, we all know that. Something's not right there, I'm going for C.
The thing is with Pogba, is you don't judge the kid who's not got great potential at the bottom of the class, the thicko. You don't judge him the same way as you judge the child prodigy, do you? What I mean? Paul Pogba's better than the performances he's been putting in, but the performances he's been putting in have probably been better than the most of our team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd give him a C, but for me, Pogba is blown out and cold this season, seriously. But I'm standing on the fence with this. I don't think, like I say, I don't think he'll be there next season. I think his mind's already in Madrid.
Daniel, what do you reckon to that, mate? Do you reckon Pogba will be playing for the Reds next year?
After hearing what they said, I actually might agree going down to a B instead. But I think he might be going. I don't know what the whole situation with his agent in Italy, if that's going to affect anything.
Been suspended, but, apparently. His agent has been suspended till August the 8th. I heard that this morning. But the transfer window in the Premier League shuts on the 10th. So imagine he leaves. You're going to get replaced.
I think it's already lined up whether he's staying or going. I think personally he's going to go. I think we'll make money on the deal, and I think that money, what's coming in, whatever the amount will be, is already being spent on better players.
Is it in the Glazers bank account?
No, I just think that he's gone. You know, don't get me wrong, if Real Madrid come knocking, you go. I'm sorry, but you go to Madrid, they're a massive club who are in turmoil, you know, they'll need to pick up, and I don't think he'll be the only Premiership player heading out there. I think Hazard will go. There'll be a few changes, and I think Madrid, it's like now, this is the season for Tottenham to win the European Cup, because Real Madrid will come back strong next season. Barcelona will come back stronger next season. You know, other big clubs, Juventus will come back stronger. So this is their time to try and lift this pot, you know, because next year these big boys will come back, will spend a lot of money.
I do think it's Tottenham's time, because some of them results.
Oh, I hope so.
Because it reminds us of what we did.
On June the 1st, I was in the cut final, Tottingham. I mean, I've had our daily T-shirt on.
341-7625. Thank you, Daniel, for getting in touch with the XS Manchester Football Social. Mike is on the line now. Mike, welcome to the
Mike.
Show, pal.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Mike.
We are good, mate. What did you call us to discuss then tonight, pal?
Well, it's just too much on my mind. I don't even know where to start.
Okay, do you want me to focus your mind, Mike?
Sure.
Okay,
sure,
well, we're grading players at the minute, so I'm going to give you one specific player to worry about, okay?
Okay.
Jesse Lingard. So we're grading Lingard. Him for the season just gone. What do you reckon?
Do you know what? Lingard has been a D-, actually close to an E, maybe even an F.
Yeah.
But he's been really poor. Because the thing about Lingard is, if he's not impacting the game high on the pitch as far as putting pressure on the defenders and, you know, scoring worldies, then it's really difficult to really understand what he's bringing to the team. And he's not young anymore. He's 25, 26.
Could he be sold?
Yeah, so I don't think he'll be sold. I don't think he should be sold. I just think he's a squad player at best.
The only thing what can remind me of Jesse Lingard this season is a moonwalk at the Emirates. I can't think of anything else.
That's it, I know.
I can't think of anything else, and that's no disrespect. Yeah. You know, people keep saying give him a chance, but like the caller says, the guy's 25, 26 now, and it doesn't help with being particularly playing in every England game or in that squad. Then it's hard for United not to get involved. That's how I look at it, you know. Players who play for your national team automatically will start for your club team. And it's wrong. If you're not good enough for Manchester United or any club, you shouldn't be there. But with this international thing, and don't get me wrong, the season before last, he was probably one of our most improved players, Jesse. But for this season, he's just stood still. Whether you can blame it on a World Cup hangover, I don't know. But for me, we've got to be looking bigger and better than Jesse Lingard if we want to start dining at the top table of the English football, not just European. But for me, Jesse Lingard gets a D.
Mike, are you happy with them ratings? Would you keep Jesse as well in the summer?
Yeah, I think we'll keep Jesse. I think that really, if we're looking to reinforce, honestly, it has to start at the back. It has to start in our defense. Like, I don't think... and if we get carried away with... I know we have problems, and I'm sure we're going to get to, you know, ratings for our forwards, and, you know, we're obviously all very disappointed with how, you know, their output, but it starts at the back, and I just honestly hope that they get it right. Even if all they invest this summer is on center backs alone, I feel like that would be a huge improvement from where we currently are.
Joe.
Totally agree, mate. Totally agree. And thank you very much for calling us tonight on the XS Manchester full-time Devils takeover. 0345 111 7625 if you want to get in touch with the show, like Mike has done. Right, let's go through a few more of these ratings then. We've got a few players here who played quite a bit for us this season, but not right up there at the top in terms of appearances. Fred, obviously new to us this season. We didn't really know what to expect. Came with quite a big price tag, quite a few good YouTube compilation videos, and I'm still struggling to see what he's actually supposed to do on the pitch.
I think that he never got the run of games he wanted. You know, obviously he got caught out a couple of times. Obviously, you look at the Paris Saint-Germain game away, played very well. De Jong game after that, was it? No, it wasn't Burnley. And he dropped, he was nowhere to be seen at the Wolves Cup game. And he just had, I'll tell you what it was PSG away and Arsenal away. He gave the penalty away, which was never the penalty. Had a very good game and was never seen at Wolves. And for me, a player like that, when you come in this country, you need games, you need to build confidence and to play him too.
Give the ball away for Wolves' equaliser.
Give the, that was a league game, wasn't it? I mean, the cup game. Oh, the cup game, he wasn't seen. So you've had two good games, probably your best two games for the club, and you're not even in the 16 for the cup game. I found that very, very strange.
Okay, so
Fred, C+.
C plus for Fred.
I'm going for C plus as well.
C plus, yeah. I think that's fair. So from a player that we brought into the club to a player who, if reported to be believed, is definitely leaving this summer, Ander Herrera played 25 times for us this year. I think he's a player who I just always love watching for Manchester United. Andy, are you a fan of Ander? Are you gutted to see him leave?
I will, because he knows what the club, he gets the club. But he goes off and he comes on and he gives his all. But I think he's gone. The way the club's treated him, like Webby said before, with Valencia, it's disgusting. So, it'll be swan song on Sunday if he plays. And it's if he does stay, he'll get the club. He could be captain next season, but I don't see it happening.
Look, for me, Herrera, you know, don't get me wrong, when we started under Ole, and obviously the game what comes to mind is the Chelsea Cup game. I know we scored, but he had a great all-round game. But I'm looking, Ander Herrera, if he's that good, why has he not got 40 caps for Spain? You know, we deserve bigger and better, you know. Don't get me wrong, he does a job for you, but he's not going to set the world on fire. He's not going to light up your stadium. He's not going to score you 20 goals a season. Now, we've got to be looking for a midfield player who's going to score 15 plus 10, 15 goals a season. Now, I do a job for you, but I can't fault him. The club's messed him about, and he wants to go and play in the French Pub League, which is down to him, you know, sit on the bench, get 200 grand a week. Because that, I know they've lost, what is it? They've won
Sam one, Mayo.
They've won one game in the last seven, but they had the league won by December. You know, they lost the French Cup final. And for me, I could run that Paris Saint-Germain team with the money and the players you've got. Now, for me, if you want to go on, I'll be upset he'd leave, but for me, he's a squad player. Does a good job. And for me, Ander Herrera, it's C+.
For the next grade, we're going to head to the phones, 0345 111 7625, if you want to help us with this end-of-term report. We've got Ahmed on the phone. He's called into the Football Social. Ahmed, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Ahmed, good evening, sir.
Very good evening, mate. Good to have you on.
Big fan of the show. First of all, I know it's the rating of the players, but to be frank, it is for me, I'm going to give all the players F. Not individual in the performance they do, but overall, the team didn't have the
was
spirit.
That F?
They didn't push them.
F.
Yeah, F for all of them, to be frank.
What's your opinion, mate? Fair enough.
Yeah, because I didn't feel all of them did push each other to play as a team. I saw how Liverpool played. I mean, there's average players over there, but you can see they run their socks off.
Yeah, it puts
our
us
players,
to shame.
Yeah, I mean, for me, when I see, for example, Herrera, we want him to stay because he worked hard. But if we look at his talent, we can replace him easily. But we want him to stay because he worked hard. We need players like him. They work hard. They fight for the club. And we don't have it at the moment, to be frank.
The cleansing room needs to be cleansed. There needs to be an exorcism of... Seriously.
I think that what Ahmed's alluding to there as well, he's totally right. I think that passion on the pitch and putting your all in, that is something that has been underrated these last few years, and people talk about how technically gifted players are, but if they're not putting any effort in, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, you could see what happened on Anfield on Tuesday night. You could see it with Wednesday with Spurs, and even Monday night with their sitter.
Ahmed, I know you said you want to give the whole squad an F, but can you help us out with one player in particular who, to be honest, conveniently for you, I think might be an F anyway?
No, if we're talking about Herrera, is it?
No, Nemanja Matic I was going to mention.
All right. If it's Nemanja Matic, to be honest, I would give him D.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, not more than that. not more than that.
Ahmed, thanks for getting in touch. 0345 111 7625 if you want to get in touch with the Football Social. I think we're done for midfielders there. Are we done for midfield? Oh, no, we've got one more. Just do one more midfielder before we get on to the next thing, because I do want to talk about... unfollow United.
Juan Mata's
in my forward section here, Andy. This right. midfielder I'm talking about is Scott McTominay.
Ah.
Now, for me, this would be the highest grade in the whole team.
No. Don't get me wrong, he's got limited things in fights, and he's scored quite a few goals, but we've got to be aiming higher than that. Could I just ask a question? Would Scott McTominay getting Liverpool starting 11?
No.
Would it? Would he get in Manchester City starting?
James Milner's
11?
In it.
No.
But he's not better than him. He's not better than him, Andy.
Surrounded by the right players, he might be.
Well, that's down to the club then, isn't it? That's down to the club. Maybe you can get me wrong, but at the moment, Scott McTominay, great squad player, could come on, make me eat my words, you know what I mean? Webby's not always right, you know what I mean? He's wrong a lot of times as well. But... We've got to be aiming higher than that.
Yeah, I agree.
And if he comes through, it's great as a kid coming through to get in that squad and push players. But we've got to be starting with better than that for me. That's my opinion. Hope I'm wrong. Scott McTominay, B+.
Yeah, that B+ is good, though.
Yeah, that's right. I think B plus
or an A for Scott. I think he's had a season where he's performed.
He was thrown in at the deep end.
Yeah, he's performed. By Mourinho. He's performed better than players who are earning ridiculous amounts of money, though. But yeah, I'd go with that. B+, Scott McTominay. Right, this next thing we want to talk about, it's caused quite a bit of controversy online, this. It's a campaign.
You mean you have?
Yeah.
Gaz bored it all.
You can't joke on the internet anymore about people losing their minds.
They shouldn't follow United. I never followed them anyway. I think they've even blocked me on Twitter, United. I was absolutely devastated when they blocked me.
That's what I said when people were like, we need to unfollow United's Twitter. And I was like, why are you following United's Twitter? Why would you do that to yourself? But no, this campaign, this has been set up by fans who think that it's a protest, essentially. They're unfollowing all of United's social media, and the aim is for the club to realise and the ownership to realise that the fans are not happy with the running of the club at the minute. So they're unfollowing Instagrams, Facebooks, Twitter, and yeah, I was just wondering if we could get your thoughts on it, whether it's worth doing, whether it's going to do anything,
no.
Or whether it's...
Gaz, the only time that club is going to look when those seats are empty.
Yeah.
Not how many's following on Twitter or Instagram. When those ground becomes 5,000 down, then 6,000, then 7,000, they can't sell out this, they can't sell. That's when they might start listening, you know. And I've seen, let's walk out after so many minutes, you know. No, you back the team till the end. You know, it's the people above who are starting to destroy our club, you know. You look at the ground today... And it's all the paintwork's all looking horrible, and the windows, it just looks old. Now, where could we move to? We couldn't go anywhere like Tottenham did, like they went to Wembley. But surely, I wouldn't really like this, but you've got to move with the times. My mate went to watch City at Tottenham's new ground. He said, Webby, said it's the best thing ever. Now, no disrespect to Tottenham and Hotspur Football Club, but Manchester United Football Club should have a bigger and better stadium than Tottenham. Simple, end of. But we haven't. And these people who... pull the purse strings, I've got to go out and deliver that. Even, I don't know what to say, is he a place in Trafford? I know it upset a lot of people to be moved from us, but you've got to move with the times, unfortunately. And there's nowhere we could go and play for two seasons because we wouldn't be able to get in the city. City wouldn't let us share the ground, and there's nowhere else.
No, you can't leave Old Trafford, sorry.
No?
Andy, you've got to move with the times,
yeah,
though, mate.
Well, look at Liverpool. They've modified this. They've modified their stadium now. They've got 55,000 and they've got an atmosphere there. Surely United can improvise with construction.
We can build over the railway lines, but it look, and it's looking old.
Break me out till it's Old Trafford.
In terms of protest then, and in terms of letting the Glazers know that we're not happy, there's nothing really we can do because we did it in 2009. We did it in 2010.
I'll tell you a quick story now. This is when this green and gold come to fruition years ago, these people had the green and gold on and all that. I watched this lad at half-time go down. He had a green and white top on. At scarf, gloves, the lot, yeah. Went and spent a tenner at the kiosk. You know, there you go, you know what I mean? He's gone outside, yeah. Spent 30 quid on merchandise off these street traders and went and give 8 quid for the hot dog and a pint. Look, so there you go.
These people saying unfollow United, you can't buy the shirts and you can't go out and buy the merchandise either after this.
If it's a way to let the fans have got to get... The fans want to get the anger off the chest. And you can understand that.
It must be frustrating as well for the fans outside of Manchester.
Oh, yeah, the fans like it. But the people who can make the difference are the match-going fans.
Right. But what should the match-going fans do? We're not going to stop going United. We're not going to go and support FC United.
Don't buy the merchandise and the food. Simple program.
I know you've got to support the team, but sometimes you have to make a stand and maybe playing in an empty stadium Sunday.
No.
No, I know, it won't happen, I know, but it will drill it home.
I'll tell you what will drill it home. When the referee blows for 90 minutes and see how many people stay in that stadium when they do the lap of honour.
Exactly,
That should bring something home, because to be honest, everybody should walk out.
Yeah, agreed.
Everybody should walk out on 90 minutes, not before, not in injury time. Once that referee blows his final whistle, get off your seats and just go home. You supported the club throughout the match, throughout the season, throughout the cup games, the league games. Just go home, and I'll be doing that.
Yeah, and when I've been talking about this on Twitter as well, this unfollow United
trouble.
I've basically been saying that it's not really going to get anywhere, and I'm not saying that because your voices aren't worth anything as a fan if you're doing that. I'm saying that even if the club hears your voice, they don't care. They don't care.
That's
not just
line.
You. It's us. It's all United fans. The club see us. Don't care. The club see us as walking pound signs, right? If we're not there, there's someone else behind us to replace us. The club doesn't really care that much about any of the fans, and that's just my opinion, the people running the club.
Oh,
anyway.
You're right there, mate.
Right, on the way, we're going to rate the strikers, so that's fun, and we can all be excited for that. It's on the way, on the XS Manchester Football Social.
XS Manchester.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
All right, let's do this thing. It is the XS Manchester Football Social Full-Time Devils takeover. Last show of the season. Joined tonight by Webby and Andy Tate. Evening, boys.
Hello,
evening.
Jerry.
And on the last section of today's show, we are rating Manchester United's forwards. So let's start with forward/midfielder. A player who I think has been underrated at Manchester United for years. Juan Mata played 24 times for us this year, scored 6 goals. Andy, do you like Juan?
I love him. I love Juan. I don't want him to go. No. Seriously, I really do love him. he, like Herrera, he gets what the club is.
Andy, I get the club, you get the club. I'm not having that, sorry. That's my opinion. We get the club.
So you think he's not good club. Enough?
I think he was good enough 4 years ago.
Maybe.
Three years ago. I think now, when I've seen that interview with Solskjaer, virtually pleading to stay, thinking, Christ, where are we going as a football club? One matter for me, when he come from Chelsea, I thought we got a right touch there. They're player of the year for 2 years previous. And I just think that, Andy, I'd love to keep him around the squad, but how many games should he start for us if we really want to be going to the back to the top, which we all want to be? I think that we've got to look bigger and better, but I think he's a great player and a great lad, but I don't think we should be begging him to stay.
Grade for Juan this season, Andy.
I'll give him a C.
C? Go on, Webby.
Yeah, I'll go C.
C. I was leaning towards D. But go on then, we'll give him a C. Go on, we'll give him a C.
You're very hard, you, Gary.
No, I am.
Like an headmaster behind that desk.
It's not that, I just didn't realise there were any grades higher than
D. The power.
Because that's all I got in school, you see. Right, Paul's on the phone. Paul, welcome to the Access Manchester Football Social, mate.
Hi, Paul.
How are you doing?
Hi, Paul.
All good, pal. Paul, I'm not sure whether you've heard, but we've been giving Manchester United players grades for the season on tonight's show.
I've heard, and I must say I agree with most of what you said.
What about this next one then, Paul? Alexis Sanchez.
Oof.
I don't know. Give him. Is he worth grading? Has he played?
He's played 16 games, but barely turned up.
Yeah, well, you know, too busy walking his dog, wasn't he?
Yeah, Landon no pay. Yeah.
In fairness, we should never give him the money he's been given, but we have, and that's that. We have to deal with that. But, you know, that's part of the what I rang for. I think that what we need to do is make a statement of intent of where we're going to go as a football club and get rid of people like Sanchez, young people like that, before we start trying to sign people. You know, if you're trying to sign a centre-back and you are a world-class centre-back, and then you say, right, I'm going to, you know, come to Man United, we're doing a rebuild, who am I going to play alongside? Jones and Young. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, well, or I could go to another top club and play against, you know, play alongside whoever, you know what I mean? And I just find it, you know, we need to be getting rid of a lot of the deadwood before we start trying to attract good big players.
And the problem is, Paul, the amount of deadwood at the club, how many transfer windows do you reckon it'll take us now to replace them?
Well, you know, a lot with the way it looks at the minute. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of promising youth and all that. You know, Charlotte Ferguson did really well with youth. Can Ollie do the same? I don't know. Are the youth as good as the class of 92? You know,
I just think the class of 92 was a one-off. You know, but yeah. You've got some great kids there at United. Obviously, in the reserves, a young lad, Levet, Greenwood,
Chong,
Gomez, you know, a big one.
Did loads. I'd play him Sunday, mate.
Menza.
No. I'd play him.
They like Fosu Mensah.
I'd play him on Sunday. I see the kid Levet there in midfield there spraying the balls around the likes of Garn or go. You know, these players have got to be given a chance now. You know, I'd play him Sunday. It won't happen, but I'd play him.
Paul, thank you very much for your call.
Top man, Paul. Cheers.
Cheers, Paul.
Social.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. Right, we've got three players to get through left in the team that need grades. Actually, did we give one to Sanchez? Did we decide it? F.
Can you give a Z?
F, right, F's all around for Sanchez. Romelu Lukaku.
C.
C, really? I would have said less than that. I don't think he's been disappointing when he's played.
Too busy with his perfume, or is it aftershave?
Yeah, aftershave. He's flogging it.
I'll give an F.
An F?
Andy.
But I think, right, compromise for that when he's getting an E+. Anthony Martial.
Martial.
At times he's looked very lazy.
Spite little brat.
D+.
Wow.
Yeah, going with a D+.
D+. We'll go to the phones. Harry.
Adam will probably kill me for saying that.
Harry is here on the phones. Harry, we're giving grades to all the United squad this year. What have you made of Anthony Martial?
He's quite lazy, so I'd probably give him a C+.
C+.
No, it's not C+, sorry, C. Dead sea, because to not be warming up in training is absolutely unacceptable. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, that video was ridiculous. Harry, what is it that you called us to discuss in the first place, pal?
Do you think there's a genuine chance Leicester and Wolves can finish higher than us, considering how bad we've been this season?
Well, you might have a valid point there, mate, because they'll be improving. Brendan Rodgers is now he's going to see what he knows what he needs, and Wolves can only get better.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
No, he's got a valid point.
Seriously. No, I know. No, I'm not saying he doesn't have a valid point. I'm just laughing at the situation. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
I mean, what's
the richest football club in the world that earns so much money. Sorry, Harry.
Go on, Harry.
We need to be pushing for the league pretty much every year. No. Like 74,000.
We ain't pushing for the league for at least 3 or 4.
I think
it's not acceptable.
Harry, how long do you think it'll take us to get back to there, mate? Because it's going to take a lot of rebuilding now, isn't it?
4 years.
Four years.
He's right there.
Need an actual manager.
What, so you don't think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer... You think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the main problem?
Him. Obviously, I'm going to back him, because he's been at the... Oh, he's a legend in that goal in 999, look, that embodied the club, but what's he going to... In terms of taking players forward, you need someone like Pochettino or Rodgers who can develop players, not just stick them in.
Yeah, appreciate your call, Harry. Thank you very much for joining us on the XS Manchester Football Social full-time Devils takeover. We've got one player left to rate, and he's a player who, he's been up and down all year this year. I think he's a young player who I think people should lay off a little bit, and we shouldn't be relying on this much, but we have been, and it is Marcus Rashford. So, Webby, thoughts on Rashford throughout the season?
Hot and cold, you know, obviously the start of Solskjaer run, you remember the winning goal at Leicester, the winning goal at Wembley, you know, looked good for England. Then he's a bit of a kiddie, and he's getting moved out all over the place. You know, he'll only get better, you know, we've got to give him time, he's only a kid. C, plus.
What would you say, Andy, then? Because I've read recent comments, and I think people have a point, actually. With us defending Marcus Rashford, or me personally, I defend Marcus Rashford quite a lot, whereas I'm quite quick to go in on Anthony Martial.
He needs to be criticised.
But they've both been very disappointing recently.
Needs to be criticised. You take the rough with the smooth, and he has been hot, cold again this season. Like Webby says, hot and cold. And you got to take the criticism.
Mm. He's a young lad, though.
Yeah, do you know what he reminds me of? It might seem bad, Welbeck. If it's instinctively, he'll score the goal. If you've got time to think, we are looking at Bayern Munich game when Welbeck through and he's a one-on-one with the keeper. He's got time to think and he misses it and it drops out the European Cup. But for me, he's going to hit spells like this all his career, you know what I mean? He's a forward. If he doesn't score goals, then people are going to spotlight him. Get someone with him world-class.
Mm.
I mean, genuine world-class, and he'll become a better player.
Is that not what Lukaku's supposed to be?
Yeah, but he's not.
No.
You know, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's not. He's a good player in my eyes, but it's a different system. You're looking at Everton when he had Kevin Morales bombing down each wing. You play with a winger with Lukaku, he'll score you an extra 10 goals, but that's we're not playing with wingers, so there you go.
Final grade for Rashford then?
C.
C? Yeah, I think C's about right, to be honest. So looking ahead then, obviously final game of the season on Sunday.
Big game at Wembley Saturday, Gaz.
Oh, what's happening on Saturday?
The mighty Salford City are marching down to the Twin Towers. Play failed in the playoffs. Winners take all to League Two. Should be a great day. I know a lot of people who are going down for the match. Obviously, if you didn't see the match on BT when they beat Eastleigh on penalties, you know, it was proper drama and pitch invasions. It was like the old football. So if you can't get down to Wembley, it's live on BT Sports at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and the winners take all. League Two, and who would have thought of that? Yeah. 3 years ago at Salford when they had two men and a dog watching. So
this is
fair play to him.
It's...
And he could be playing your boys next year, Andy.
Athletics, up the old him, eh? Boundary Park down at Salford as well.
Yeah, going out Sunday, Andy. It's a nothing game, isn't it? You know what I mean? What a performance for us fans, you know, put a bit of effort in. I'd play the kids.
He won't. I'd like to see him play the kids too. Scott?
There is one thing we can challenge for Sunday.
Go on.
Fifth place. I'm just saying fifth place.
We're sounding like Arsenal, Andy. That's how bad it is.
Well, let's see. Do you want...
Why do we want fifth, though?
Because we don't want to play. If we get fifth, automatic, group stage of your old players.
Right, so
that's
none of
it.
That
that's
July,
it.
None of them July games and that rubbish.
Is this, if Watford beat City, though, we'll be back in July.
Oh, great.
Now, if we finish fifth, Watford can win the FA Cup. We're not laughing.
Who cares? Liverpool are winning the Champions League, so we're all jumping in the canal.
Come on, Tottenham.
This has been the Access Manchester Football Social full-time Devils Takeover. Really do appreciate it. If you've listened tonight or at any time throughout the season, Andy and Webby have been here plenty of times.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gareth.
I've been here plenty of times, and you know, I've enjoyed your company, guys. I've enjoyed the company of everyone who's called upon the phones as well. It's been a really enjoyable show to do. So, yeah, we shall see you next time. Any final words, Webby, before we get off, as you're unzipping your coat?
Final words is... get to the ground. Let's make our point. We're not happy. We've had a disappointing season by our standards. It's got to get better. No point turning on the players. Some of them aren't good enough. Let's turn on the board. Let's turn on the people with the power. Let's turn on the money men. Let's make them know we're not happy. Be sensible, but let's make them know we're not happy. And then hopefully we can have a good pre-season. Good night.
Access Manchester.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.